As the smoke clears, the big question being asked is, who is to blame? All eyes are turning to the security cluster, police, state security, and the Defence Force. Any 10-year-old would have been able to show them the threatening leaflets flying all over social media, giving dates and venues for various protests and looting days in advance. Yet, to quote the Minister of Defence, they were caught with their pants down. Specialised cybercrime units exist, but seemingly did nothing. As the security cluster ministers throw each other under the flaming blame game bus, so more and ever more elaborate conspiracy theories are introduced. Of course, one of them is probably correct. Was it an attempt at a coup? It was certainly coordinated by highly trained experts. Or was it? Could it simply have been a groundswell explosion of fury after years of service delivery failure? Or was it indeed a group of individuals, 12 have been named, because of a political campaign? In which case, did they achieve their goal or find themselves with a tiger by the tail? What we know is that 70 people are dead and we're heading for 1,500 arrests. And some of the questions that will have to be answered by the security cluster, specifically the State Security Agency and Crime Intelligence, are how 35 trucks were burned in KZN with nary a cop in sight. Were they outspooked by the spooks they trained in years gone by, spooks loyal to Jacob Zuma? Or is it just an excuse for sloppy intelligence work? Maybe, as it's being claimed, MK vets are behind this. The Deputy Minister of State Security said yesterday it was all a plot run by experts, which of course lets the current faction of the ANC and government off the hook. A name that's emerged time and again over the years is Back. He's former ambassador to Japan, Tulani Dlomo, who went AWOL from the SSA for months after he was axed from the position. He is widely known as Zuma's personal spy and is one of the 12 names being bandied about as instigators of the insurrection. Now, if it's discovered that there are police and agents paid for by South Africa who are loyal not to the country, but only to Jacob Zuma, then an entirely different debate will evolve. That is the suspicion and would neatly explain the relaxed manner in which some police reacted to the business invasions. If the group of 12 were behind this exercise, which has turned KZN and parts of Gauteng into a war zone, then they need to be in orange overalls as soon as is humanly possible. As the ministers flail about ineffectually, there seems to be a move on their part to try and pin this catastrophe on a specific target. They haven't found one yet, but they're trying. They are now issuing stern warnings and threats. The favorite of the moment is by the mayor of eThekwini, who welcomed the protests, called for the release of Zuma, and has now ordered citizens to take down the barricades protecting their homes and businesses. The community has answered with one voice, no. Actually, it was a lot ruder, but that will suffice for here. No. The damage to KZN without the citizens themselves and the heroic private security would have been far, far greater. No matter what comes out in the months ahead, as KwaZulu-Natal strains to rebuild businesses, deal with mass unemployment, and face the fact that countless weapons and ammunition have been looted from the harbour and armouries, at least one minister will be blamed here, if not all three.